What a great game from top to bottom for Bemidji State. We'll let Jim catch his breath. He had to walk a long way to get here. I'm blaming Schultze for that one because he's got all my equipment. But, Coach, congratulations on a much-needed win for your team. I would assume your team gained some confidence. It was just a fun game to watch from top to bottom. A couple of things that I noticed is the offensive possession time by your team today was so impressive. They didn't really let the Mavericks get a lot of quality time in your zone.
No, you're exactly right, Kelly. Thanks. You know, certainly every win in this league, I don't care who you're playing, is a big one. And again, to come on the road and win today's game was just a boost because, you know, again, we've played well in our previous games, the last three for sure, with nothing to show for it. So to come out of this with 3 points is big for our club. But yeah, I really like the way we played in terms of our puck possession. I thought our speed gave them, you know, once we got it in, it gave their defense some trouble. You know, we rolled four lines pretty much, and just an all-around real solid performance. You're exactly right. They got a shorthanded breakaway in the first period, but other than that, I thought we really did a good job of limiting their quality chances.
And there weren't many turnovers. That was the other thing I noticed. Your team was really smart about some of their plays. I think I noticed one in the first period, and that one Britt came up with a great play. So
yeah, puck management is always crucial. I thought today we did a real nice job of that. And the other area of the game I thought we really excelled at was our faceoffs. We had that, I know through two periods we were 24 out of 36. So that's certainly key because that's possession and that really helps.
Well, and one of those players you had on the faceoff was Emily Berglund. I think she only lost one of her faceoffs she had all day. I know at least coming out of the second period, she had won 9 out of 10.
Yeah, that line I thought had a strong game. And I know it was a shorthanded situation and she was out there with Riley Fawcett, but it would have been nice to see Bergie get that shorthanded to hit the post there. But their line played solid. I thought, you know, again, all four lines, Sylvia Moralt's line scores our first goal. I know it was a turnover. I thought maybe we should have got an assist on it, but Shane thought it kind of went off a Mankato player. But it was great to see Emma bury it and give us that one goal lead, and obviously that turned out to be the game winner.
Well, I know I thought there should have been an assist. It came from the back wall, but it could have come from a Maverick. But that line did look good today, Emma and Riley with Sylvia. And I made a note in the first period from the get-go. She was on her toes and obviously wanted to be back out there today. And that kind of gives your team a little boost, too, to have a player out there that's that hungry to be back out on the ice.
No question. You know, the focus today was just go out and work hard. You know, let's outwork them. We knew they were going to work hard. They're going to be scrappy. But I just felt if we came and worked hard as a group, you know, we would get some opportunities, and I thought that proved to be what happened today.
Lauren Miller gets your second goal. Alexis and Madison setting her up. Your two blue liners, of course. But Miller making that backhanded upper shelf
shot. That was a big-time
goal.
I told you, that was big time. That's a national team player type goal.
Exactly.
You know, it's Lauren can be that type of player. It's that consistency factor. We'd love to see it all the time because she is so strong, so fast, so powerful, and she just missed in the second period. She rang one off the crossbar, I think. So nice to see her get rewarded, and hopefully that'll be a kind of get her going for us.
Well, I had Stephanie Anderson up here helping me in the third period.
Oh, good.
When Lauren Miller scored that goal, and I went to Steph and I said, how much confidence does that give her? And she said, a ton, because she has been a bit snake bit. And, of course, those two played on the line together last year. But for Miller, I know she's kind of – she has been snake bit as of late, and
yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah, and we need
it.
We she's one of our players we really rely on and count on to be productive. And the other one we need to see get going is Bailey Wright. Again, she had some great chances today, but we need to start seeing some of those go in because that would just help our team tremendously if we can get our top line players scoring. But again, I thought Britt was solid. Didn't get a ton of work, but made the save she had to. She made a big one, obviously, in the second period. But again, just a real solid team effort tonight and a team win.
Reviewed that goal, and of course, from my vantage point, I'm like, obviously, Britt got ran into.
Well, we thought so. I mean, after what Greg Shepard told us last after the St. Cloud goal, he said the St. Cloud goal should have been waved off. He said anytime there's contact with the goalie, it's going to be waved off. And again, mm-hmm. we did not push her into our goalie.
Nope.
She just kind of went through and took Britt right out of the net. So, I mean, you never know, obviously, but we felt like it should not have counted, and we got the call.
And it's nice to get those calls. Brittany Moa gets her 17th career shutout here today, only her second of the season. But it is nice to see her finally get paid back for her efforts.
Yeah. After last weekend, this might have seemed like a walk in the park in terms of the number of shots she saw. But you know what? These games can be a challenge because you're not seeing a lot. It's a tight game. It's a 1-0 game in the third period. Obviously, they had a goal there, but it got disallowed. I mean, that's not easy as a goalie to stay as sharp as you'd like when you're not seeing a lot of quality chances. But you know, she's been through it so many times that I certainly wasn't worried about her being mentally sharp, and she came up big for us.
Coach, another game tomorrow. What obviously you've got tonight to let your team eat and get some rest, but what do you tell your team?
Yeah, it's huge. I said, you know what, this is, you know, tomorrow's game gets magnified because, you know, mm-hmm. You win, you get that game Friday, now let's get greedy. You know, you get an opportunity to get two on the road, boy, you want to take full advantage of it. So, again, let's come out right tomorrow, be ready to play right from the get-go and give it our best effort.
Coach, congratulations. We'll catch up with you on the bus.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.